This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Francisco Martinez Cuello. Just 1 month into the new Congress, Representative Mary Peltola has had enough of political bickering. Alaska's lone member of the U.S. House told reporters Thursday, February 2nd, that the House has done little more than welcome new members and organize its committees. Peltola has pledged to carry on the legacy of her predecessor, Don Young. In many ways, she is following in his footsteps. But her approach when she's frustrated is entirely different. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Peltola says she's happy with her committee assignments, resources and transportation, Young's old stomping grounds. But so far, she says the House hasn't done much.
We're spending a lot of time on things like non-binding resolutions, voting against the horrors of socialism, and people like me wringing my hands on which way do I go on this, and this is a very big waste of my time, Alaskan constituents' time, time in the building, staff time.
This week, Peltola was at the House Resources Committee when a routine meeting became heated. The topic? Guns. Democratic Congressman Jared Huffman of California proposed to reinstate a rule barring members from bringing firearms to the committee room.
How many members feel like they would need to carry a weapon?
It's the gentleman's time.
How many members feel like they would need to carry a weapon into our committee hearings? Got one?
I feel I need one everywhere here.
That's Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert, who has made gun-toting a key part of her identity.
There
everywhere?
Is, oftentimes we are sure. Harassed in the hallways. We walk alone.
The gentleman hasn't yielded.
And just would those be loaded weapons, presumably?
Not an unloaded weapon.
Okay,
it got bizarre, with one member challenging another to name the, quote, homicidal maniacs on the committee. Eventually, the committee voted 25-14 not to impose a weapons ban. Peltola's vote? She didn't. She says she chose to leave the room when Boebert put up a big poster board of Huffman wearing a tinfoil hat.
I just thought, okay, this has devolved to a place where I have better uses of my time. And I recognized that those amendments were not going to pass. It turned into a very shrill conversation a number of times, very high-pitched emotionalism, and not problem-solving.
Peltola had another committee meeting to attend. She had constituents waiting to talk to her. Lawmakers often complain about proceedings that waste their time, but choosing to withdraw from the field rather than engage in rhetorical battle, this is a very different Congress member than the one Alaskans had before. Because Don Young was a brawler, especially when frustrated. His arena was often the very same House Resources Committee. Consider this exchange Young had with a hearing witness over drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
Well, okay, I know you went to Yuba College.
I'll call you anything I want to call you sitting in that chair. You
pardon?
You just be quiet.
Well, but
you
why?
You be quiet.
That was 2011. This is 2023, and Peltola says she sees no point in engaging with nonsense. Guns are a tricky area for her. She owns them, grew up with them, and says they're a core tool of Alaska subsistence lifestyles. Still, she supports things like secure storage laws, waiting periods, and universal background checks, which doesn't pass muster with the gun lobby. Peltola is not saying how she would have voted on a gun ban for the Resources Committee because she says she doesn't think it was a legitimate effort.
And it's a lot of grandstanding and posturing and quote-unquote playing to your base.
As for the vote on the House floor denouncing the horrors of socialism, it put Democrats like Peltola in a quandary. It was meant to embarrass the left. Some said it was poorly drafted. All forms of socialism? What about Social Security and Medicare? It's easy to denounce murderous, authoritarian socialism, but what about the center-left parties in ally countries like Canada and Norway? To Peltola, the resolution was just partisan messaging. And she can cite instances of grandstanding from Democrats, too. To an extent, her complaint is what you'd expect from a minority member. Nothing is getting done, just meaningless resolutions. To members of the majority, the House Republicans, the messages matter. Here's Texas Republican Jody Arrington on the House floor defending the resolution.
And if, like my colleagues say, that this is just theater, that decrying socialism, extolling the freedom and the virtues and value of freedom is theater, God give us more Shakespeare's. God bless America, and I yield.
Peltola was among 109 Democrats who voted for the Republican resolution. She says it was a no-win situation. But as she sees it, it wasn't worth fighting over. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.
It's been a fast and furious week for Team Alaska at the Arctic Winter Games in Wood Buffalo, Alberta this week. Alaska athletes have amassed 145 medals in the shape of the iconic curved knife of the North, the Ulu. In the end, Team Alaska won 58 gold, 44 silver, and 43 bronze Ulus. In the overall standings, Yukon Territories won the medal count with 169 medals. Alaska edged out Alberta North for second place by one Ulu. Alberta North ended up in third with 144 Ulus. Colton James Paul of Kipnuk set the record for the most gold medals on Team Alaska. There in Arctic sports for the 1 and 2 foot high kick, the Alaska high kick, the triple jump, and the kneel jump. On Wednesday, February 1st, a few members of Team Alaska had a chance to visit online with England's Prince William. The prince asked Preston Kopp from Galena about his finish in one of the biathlon snowshoe sprints, which involves both racing and shooting at targets.
No, I got third. I got bronze.
Excellent. I can tell you what, if I was shuffling around on snowshoes and trying to shoot targets, they'd get nowhere near anywhere. I'd be shooting trees and shadows in the corner.
Kopp talked with Prince William about his family's subsistence lifestyle and showed him the mukluks he wore with his snowshoes.
But this is hide from a moose that we harvested and then got the skin tanned and made into mukluks.
Amazing.
Closing ceremonies were on Saturday, February 4th. Wasilia will be the next host for the Arctic Winter Games in 2024. This is KYUK News. I'm Francisco Martinez Cuello. Kuyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.